This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Anybody, of course, who knows me knows I like food, as that's probably pretty obvious. But there's been a change in a regionally or locally made, you might say, product that has caused maybe a little bit of controversy. Kitchen-cooked potato chips has more or less changed their recipe in order to deal with the issue of trans fats. And we wanted to talk about that because they've gotten some feedback, probably both positive and negative on it, but wanted to talk about that tonight with Paul Blackhurst, the vice president of Kitchen Cooked, based over in Farmington, and he is on the line now. Paul, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Will.
It's finally an interview that doesn't have to do with government or taxes, so I'm kind of happy to talk to you tonight for sure. Although I guess it does kind of have to deal a little bit with government, because I imagine, as maybe if you could explain what this change is about, I imagine that since I brought up the word government, it's probably a change you didn't necessarily want to make, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, the ban came for trans fats was announced about 4 years ago, and we knew then that it was going to, it's not necessarily a change in recipe, but we had to alter one of the main ingredients for our recipe. At the time, there wasn't very many options for trans fat oils. Most everything was in a liquid form, and anybody who tried something different at that time, it was really going to change the product dramatically. Through those years, they've made some major, major steps in improving different types of oils and shortenings to use from them. And we began that trials and really became happy with what we were coming on before June of 2017. Because although the ban goes into effect beginning June of 2018, most suppliers or manufacturers of the oil quit making the oil beginning June of 2017 because it has a year shelf life on it. So the only way to stay in the trans fat oil would to be to buy, you know, as much as you could store to last beginning in June of 2017.
How did you figure out ultimately what would work and what didn't work? Was it you said it was trial and error, but was it just kind of playing around with the recipe? Was it was there somebody on staff that had to eat a whole bunch of potato chips before you got it right? Or
yeah,
how did that work?
Exactly.
And why did I not get that job, by the way?
Well, be honest, it was a tedious job. Actually, it just more or less worked in a small little kitchen in small batches and trying all different types of oils. You know, there's so many out there. You know, there's a palm, but it has a distinct taste. You get a cottonseed, and you get a taste from that. So many variations. When they started to become in a shortening form, the oil is a solid at room temperature. And that was the key for us, to find a shortening that was a solid at room temperature and it produced a drier chip. And when they started coming out with different variations of that, and the testing of that, you would still notice a little bit of different flavor at the end, which we were wanting to stay away from. And then within December around 2016, we started seeing some big improvements on things until it got to the point where we were really happy with what we were trying and committed to something beginning of June of 2017.
So it sounds to me like that ultimately what you've come up with here is something that perhaps maybe isn't all that noticeable in terms of taste and quality, something that's similar to what folks already know. Is that what I'm gathering?
Yeah, exactly. That was our goal. And if you would have talked about it 4 years ago, the suppliers would say, you're not going to copy it. You're not going to copy it, trans fats. And you're going to see it in so many different products that people use trans fats, you know, like donuts and cakes and things like that. Mm-hmm. We're one of the rare chip suppliers that fries in a shortening. But when we first changed to it and started producing in masser quantities, you know, I started noticing, you know, maybe a little bit, hey, you know, we need to tweak this just a little bit,
yeah.
You know, because I'm noticing a little bit different taste. And, you know, we listen to our customers. Of course, we tried hundreds and hundreds of taste tests before we went out with this. We were so confident with it. But after we started mass producing, we thought, you know, we need to tweak this a little bit. And we would, you know, tweak the blend, maybe some frying temperatures and timing with things. But we are so pleased with what we have right now. I truly feel we're putting out the best product we ever have at this time. Really extremely, but we wanted to explain to, we have such a following, really explain, it's kind of like a family.
You posted a video on your Facebook page that kind of explained the process and what was happening here, and I shouldn't say this maybe because it's Facebook after all, but
yeah.
I don't know if disappointed is the right word in some of the reaction, but I imagine you had to be surprised with what some folks were saying, both good and bad, about what was happening here.
You know, with social media, you'll get that,
yeah.
From both sides. You know, you kind of got to have thicker skin reading some of that. But our key is we feel a real connection to the community and to the people. I mean, a lot of people have grown up on this,
yeah.
And they look to coming home and you know, when you see something negative with it at first, you know, my key was to explain to what's happening and explain what we're trying to do. You know, we're so happy with what we're putting out and, you know, to, you know, give it a shot. You know, we want to continue to be part of your family with our product. You know, at first, you know, people say, why, maybe you should have done that right off the bat. We were in a learning experience also.
I think my thought and the thought of some of my friends and some other people I talked to was, and of course, you know, as I said at the beginning, I love food, but you know, I said, as long as I can still, you know, dip a kitchen cooked chip in an obnoxiously large quantity of French onion dip, I'm going to be a pretty happy guy.
Yeah, yeah. Like I say, it's just, it's been a learning experience for us. But
oh, sure.
We're just so happy to be where we're at. You know, it was a pretty big task, you know, pretty daunting for us when, mm-hmm. when the government takes away, you know, one of your main ingredients. So,
exactly.
Because, you know, your chip's going to absorb some oil as they're fried. And, you know, it's not necessarily a change in recipe, but it's a change in one of our ingredients we had to use.
Right.
And the key was to find something that would work for us.
You know, this probably hasn't gotten a lot of attention, but I'm kind of curious. Did this change regarding trans fats affect some of the other things you make, like the popcorns and the dips and that sort of thing?
Well, it did with some dips, but, you know, it didn't with our popcorns.
Okay.
And because most of them we used a liquid oil.
Okay.
So it didn't affect many of our other items. But the reason it was more noticeable in a chip is because you're not using another flavor with it. So, you know, you've only got, you know, all we've got is a potato and the oil and salt. And, you know, if you're a real big connoisseur, I can notice different times a year from where we're getting product potatoes from, a little bit different flavor of the potato.
Yeah. I imagine that probably affects your product as much as anything, right? Where,
yeah.
As you said, where the chips come from or where the potatoes come from.
Exactly, you know, and it can have a little bit of effect. But when you're putting, you know, when you're doing a product that, you know, has a big coating on it, like our cheese curls or a cheese popcorn or something like that, it doesn't have quite the effect. You know, I really look, you know, long term of this, you know, because before we made this change, I mean, literally, we would have some people just furious with us that we had trans fats.
Funny, you know? How time changes everything, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, with that on that note, we're out of time. Paul Blackhurst, Vice President of Kitchen Cooked over in Farmington. I'm sorry I didn't think to come down and do this interview in person. I can't believe I didn't think of that. But thanks so much for your time and continued success.
Great. Thank you, Will.
Paul Blackhurst on Galesburg's Evening News. Stay tuned. Sports and more coming up on WGIL.